Why? Because, hang on, yes, because I will bite your head off if you don't. Yes, I think that's it. Right, said Tepic. Let's hear it, then. The Sphinx cleared its throat with a noise like an empty lorry reversing in a quarry. What goes on four legs in the morning, two legs at noon, and three legs in the evening? Said the Sphinx smugly. Tepic considered this. That's a tough one, he said eventually. The toughest, said the Sphinx. You never get it. Ah, said Tepic. Could you take your clothes off while you're thinking? The threads play merry hell with my teeth. There isn't some kind of animal that regrows legs that have been entirely the wrong track, said the Sphinx, stretching its claws. Oh. You haven't got the faintest idea, have you? I'm still thinking, said Tepic. You'll never get it. You're right. Tepic stared at the claws. This isn't really a fighting animal, he told himself reassuringly. It's definitely over-endowed. Besides, its bosom will get in the way, even if its brain doesn't. The answer is a man, said the Sphinx. Now, don't put up a fight, please. It releases unpleasant chemicals into the bloodstream. Tepic backed away from a slashing paw. Hold on, he said. What do you mean, a man? It's easy, said the Sphinx. A baby crawls in the morning, stands on both legs at noon, and at evening an old man walks with a stick. Good, isn't it? Tepic bit his lip. We're talking about one day here, he said doubtfully. There was a long, embarrassing silence. It's, what's the name, a figure of speech? Said the Sphinx irritably, making another lunge. No, no, look, wait a minute, said Tepic. I'd like us to be very clear about this, right? I mean, it's only fair, right? Nothing wrong with the riddle, said the Sphinx. Damn good riddle, had that riddle for 50 years. Sphinx and cub. It thought about this. Chick, it corrected. It's a good riddle, Tepic said soothingly. Very deep, very moving, the whole human condition in a nutshell. But you've got to admit, this doesn't all happen to one individual in one day, does it? Well, no, the Sphinx admitted, but that is self-evident from the context. An element of dramatic analogy is present in all riddles, it added with the air of one who had heard the phrase a long time ago and rather liked it, although not to the extent of failing to eat the originator. Yes, but, said Tepic, crouching down and brushing a clear space on the damp sand, is there internal consistency within the metaphor? Let's say, for example, that the average life expectancy is 70 years, okay? Okay, said the Sphinx in the uncertain tones of someone who has let the salesman in and is now regretfully contemplating a future in which they are undoubtedly going to buy life insurance. Right, good. So, noon would be age 35, am I right? Now, considering that most children can toddle at a year or so, the four legs reference is really unsuitable, wouldn't you agree? I mean, most of the morning is spent on two legs. According to your analogy, he paused and did a few calculations with a convenient thigh bone, only about 20 minutes immediately after 00:00, half an hour tops, is spent on four legs. Am I right? Be fair? Well, said the Sphinx. By the same token, you wouldn't be using a stick by 6 p.m. because you'd be only, 52, said Tepic, scribbling furiously. In fact, you wouldn't really be looking at any kind of walking aid until at least 9:30, I think. That's on the assumption that the entire lifespan takes place over one day, which is, I believe I have already pointed out, ridiculous. I'm sorry, it's basically okay, but it doesn't work. Well, said the Sphinx, but irritably this time. I don't see what I can do about it. I haven't got any more. It's the only one I've ever needed. You just need to alter it a bit, that's all. How do you mean? Just make it a bit more realistic. The Sphinx scratched its mane with a claw. Okay, it said doubtfully. I suppose I could ask, what is it that walks on four legs? Metaphorically speaking, said Tepic. Four legs, metaphorically speaking, the Sphinx agreed, for about 20 minutes, I think we agreed? Okay, fine. 20 minutes in the morning, on two legs, "But I think calling it in the morning is stretching it a bit," said Tepic. "It's just after midnight. I mean, technically, it's the morning, but in a very real sense, it's still last night.